The National Confidential Inquiry into Patient Outcome and Death, NCPOD, is doing some work to try and improve the quality of healthcare provided to prisoners. This information leaflet tells you a little bit about who we are, what we do, and how we're doing it. NCPOD is a national organisation that runs confidential inquiries to improve the quality of care for people in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. For over 30 years, we have run studies in different areas of healthcare that have had a real impact on how healthcare is now delivered. NCPOD looks at areas of care that we think could be improved by reviewing the care that people have received in the past. This study, looking at prison healthcare, will mainly focus on a review of the healthcare provided to prisoners who died of a natural death, for example, a heart attack, or an other non-natural death, for example, accidental drug overdose. We will look at the care they received before they died to see what could have been done better and what was done well. We will also ask the prison staff for information on how healthcare is organised and accessed. As part of the study, we will also collect the views of prisoners, ex-prisoners and their family or friends to hear their first-hand experiences of prison healthcare. And this will be done using anonymous online surveys and, if people are willing, online focus groups. For the review of the care received by deceased prisoners, we will collect healthcare information about prisoners who died between the 1st of January 2018 and the 31st of December 2020. The patients will be identified via the Prison and Probation Ombudsman, and personal information will include NHS and prison number, date of birth, sex, and health conditions. We will then obtain any other healthcare reports that already exist, for example those done in the NHS, plus any medical records that exist for that prisoner. We will ask a clinician who was involved in the care of the deceased prisoner to complete a questionnaire to give their view on what happened. And then we will recruit a group of clinicians to look at all the data and tell us what they think went well and where things could have been improved. Before they do this, we will have removed any information that would identify the deceased prisoner or their relatives, friends, family who may have been named in any of these notes. For the data collection on views from prisoners, ex-prisoners and their family or friends, we will run anonymous surveys and focus groups online for anyone who would like to volunteer to share their experiences of prison healthcare with us. All the information we receive is secure. The data sent to us electronically will be secured with a password. Access to the information we collect is limited to the small NCPOD team. All personal information in the clinical notes we collect will be removed, and all data is kept secure in an alarmed office, either in locked cabinets or on secure computers. For the review of the care received by deceased prisoners, no information will be shared that can identify any person, alive or dead, with any other organisation for any other reason than for linking datasets with approved partners. So, for example, getting case notes from the GP or from a hospital if the patient was admitted to a hospital. All prisoner data, including clinical notes, will be securely disposed of at the end of the study, and names will never appear in any project publication. It will be impossible for anyone to be recognised from the analysis, as we combine data from lots of patients all into the same pot. For the data collection on views from prisoners, ex-prisoners and their family or friends, the anonymous survey will remain anonymous and be deleted once all data has been extracted from it. Any personal data collected during the subsequent focus groups will be removed from the data set at the end of the study and all recordings deleted. For the review of the care received by deceased prisoners, we'll be collecting personal information only on prisoners who have died, and we have approval under Section 251 of the NHS Act through the Secretary of State for Health for this purpose to collect confidential information without consent. You can see our website, NCPOD, www.ncpod.org.uk, for more information about this. For the data collection on views from prisoners, ex-prisoners and their family and friends, we'll be using anonymous surveys or people who have given their consent to be contacted about further involvement in online focus groups. for the review of the care received by deceased prisoners. If the prisoner had opted out of having their healthcare data used through the national data opt-out, this will be identified by NCPOD and the data won't be included. Please note that relatives cannot request that these data are not reviewed. For the data collection on views from prisoners, ex-prisoners and their friends or family, if you choose to take part in the focus groups, you can opt out at any time and your data will be deleted. Participation in the online survey will be anonymous, so there will be no way NCPOD could remove any one person's data. Again, if you see our website, www.ncpod.org.uk, you'll be able to link through to our privacy notice that explains this in more detail. This study has been commissioned by the Health Foundation, and they are funding the work for 3 years. If you have any concerns about how your data is being handled by NCPOD, please ask a member of prison staff to contact Marissa Mason at the address and phone number that I'll give you in a minute, or you can contact us at the same address. You can email marissamason@mmason@ncepod.org.uk. You can call us on 0207 251 9060. You can write to us at NCPOD, Ground Floor, Abbey House, that's ABBEY House, 74276 St John Street, London, EC1M, Echo Charlie 1 Mother, 4DZ, 4 Delta Zulu. If you feel that your complaint is serious enough, you also have the right to contact the Information Commissioner's Office, the authority in the UK responsible for data protection law. They can be contacted by telephoning 0303 123 1113 or via their website www.ico.org.uk/concerns/. Thank you.